did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. 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 I'm not the mistakes that I have made, or any of the things that caused me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind.
Welcome, welcome. Happy Sunday, everyone. It is an honor to hold this space for you. I am your host, LaTanya Taylor, affectionately known as the Rev Coach, the Juicy Spirit Mama, the Priestess of Purpose, Pleasure, and Passion. And I was told recently I need to just go on and call out the truth of being a rebirth mother, a mother of rebirth. And all of that certainly will make sense to you all in just a moment as I share more with you during this time and during this season. I've been in a position of receiving, of listening, of really being expanded in a way that, you know, sometimes it's easy when you're pouring out to forget that, you know, there are people assigned to you to pour into you as well and into me. Let me be specific about that, to pour into me as well. And so I pray that you all are doing well and that you are excited about this portal that has opened. Oh, my God. October 31st was one portal. However, there is absolutely more that's happening on the planet. And I have to say that the shift that I had led me to two things that always take me exactly where I need to be on the journey of surrendering, of being obedient, and all that means. And I suspect that this is also true for many of you. Maybe you haven't had that moment of clarity opening, but you know that something, you're being called to something bigger than what you see, what you, even sometimes what you say, because sometimes what you see, what you say, you may keep to yourself, or you know how powerful you are, that if you were to say it out loud, that you would not even, you might be afraid of your own power, of your own gift, of your own leaning, of your own direction. And so I know how that feels. And so I know that we are not alone in this opening, this opportunity, this season that we're in, 2020. Right now is already ministering to us as we prepare to go into another decade. And so, and literally, I mean, let that sink in your soul, in your system. I know I had to. Like, everything that we're doing now, particularly in this month, is going to shape the next steps of the next 35 years of our life. Do you let that sink in? Can you let that sink in? If you look at the 35 years of your life thus far, are you satisfied with it? You know, are you okay with it? And the truth is, you know, even though I want to say nothing has to be wrong in order for you to be called to a new thing. And even if you aren't happy with what you've seen, you can be happy where you are and still being called higher, being called forward. So I'm going to let the guidance that was given to me, let that speak and let that guide. And then, of course, I'll just, you know, talk to you, share with you from my heart, from my spirit, from my inner guidance as well. I hope you're okay with that this morning. So do prepare to stay on. I do ask you just even to begin to say a little prayer now. Begin to say a little prayer now that your heart will be open. Say a little prayer now that your soul will be open. Say a little prayer now that you will hear exactly what you need to hear. Say a little prayer now that exactly what you have been praying for will come through in the guidance that is. And so I want you to just be present with that energy. All right. So I guess that's enough of of a divine setup for each of you who have answered the call to be here this morning. My spirit is so full. Let me just go on and acknowledge that straight up off the bat. So I give myself to the Holy Spirit in this moment, in this hour, right here, right now. Soul, just open up. And this is what I was led to this morning. God can heal a broken heart, but he has to have all of the pieces. Ooh, come on now. Listen to that. God can heal a broken heart, but he has to have all of the pieces. Ooh, wee, ooh, wee. That's from God's little devotional book. There is nothing more frustrating than someone telling you that you should not feel something when you are feeling it. Don't they realize that it's too late? You are already in the midst of feeling it. Whatever the emotion you are experiencing at the time, someone shooting on you does not usually help you to get out of it. As a matter of fact, just hearing what you should not do will either push you deeper into the feeling or make you feel guilty or ashamed. Guilt implies that there is something wrong with what you are doing. Shame implies that there is something wrong with you because of what you are doing. Since we now understand that there is no right or wrong, we must also understand that we have a right to feel whatever we feel. Unpleasant or negative emotions are merely expressions. They let us know that there is something in ourselves or in our lives that is not expressed at the highest possible level. Since most of us have been ashamed or made guilty to feel about what we think when we feel it, we have become afraid of our feelings. Some of the most damaging experiences of my childhood stem from being told I was wrong or being punished for expressing what I was feeling. Shut up. Don't cry. It doesn't hurt. Such comments told me that what I was feeling was not real or important. Don't touch that, said the natural inquisitiveness was not a good thing. Don't say that. It's not nice, translated into the suppression of emotions and self-doubt. There are many admonishments we hear as children that eventually result in not being able to trust what we feel and not knowing what to do about it when we feel it. Emotions, or feelings as we call them, are the energies that move us into response to our thoughts and experiences. But check this out. All emotions are neutral. That's nugget number one. All emotions are neutral. They have no meaning other than the meaning we have assigned to them. All. That's why I love the scripture that says, I will bless the Lord at all times. I like that scripture because if we look at whatever it is that we're going through right now, that we're craving, that we're desiring, it doesn't have to be perfect for you to begin to bless. How do we bless the Lord? That's the question I always ask. How do I bless the Lord? The Lord, the keeper of the universe, the secrets, the mysteries. How do I bless the law of life, the giver of life, the sustainer of life? How do I bless? But that's how that scripture is written and it's quoted. Well, I get to, because if I'm looking at a God outside of myself, then of course I have an up, down, in, out relationship. But if I look at, I will bless the law of life that is inside of me. I will bless the law of life that is me. I will bless the law of life that operates on the planet. I will bless the law of life. Lord, that's what that word means. Then now I am connected to the very thing that I am lifting up in me, as me, and through me. Come on now, somebody. I feel the Holy Spirit coming on this morning. When a thought or experience impacts the conscious mind, the energy begins to move throughout the mind and the body, attaching itself to every like energy that already exists. Your blessing already exists. The thing that you say that you desire, the prosperity consciousness that you desire to have, it really already exists. The work that we do in between the wanting it, the craving it, the speaking that we desire it is literally just us attaching ourselves to what's already ours. The lover, the boo-boo, the divorce, the breakthrough, the open roads of opportunity, the new place that you want to move, it's already yours. It's already mine. We are just the ones that have to make a decision and a choice. That's nugget number two. If you've been sitting on the fence about getting support, asking for help, making a move, putting a step, reading a book, doing whatever it is that you are being called to do, it needs your choice. It needs your decision. It needs you. It needs some attention, if nothing else. Your gifts do make room for you, but not just when you're sitting. Not just when you're waiting to be chosen, waiting to be seen, waiting for permission, waiting for a signal, waiting, 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 like the slaves who waited to be free, like the slaves who did break free. They had to run, they had to hide, and they had to wait. They had to wait till sunlight, or they had to wait till dark to move and wait during the day so they couldn't be seen. But we're no longer slaves unless we are. So this theory leads many psychologists to say that if you are never frightened, angry, guilty, or ashamed, You are never frightened, guilty, or ashamed for the reason that you think that you are. The reason presenting itself before you today is the most recent experience, the last straw, so to speak. Some of us only respond to our life when there's a last straw. You know, I was talking to someone. You know, have you ever had that kind of friend who calls you and tells you everything that's not working in their marriage, sometimes in their family, but they don't do anything about it? And I was thinking about that song I believe it's the Mississippi Mass Choir. I know that's not how they sing it, but I kept hearing the song in my head as I thought about ministering, loving, reaching, depositing, and pouring. I kept hearing that song, "No, I'm not tired yet. No, I'm not tired yet." But some of us have that spirit when it comes to being a martyr, when it comes to being crucified, when it comes to living on the cross instead of living in the resurrection. Okay, come on now. When what goes on in our lives and the experiences that we have at any given moment is rarely the issue. We are responding to meanings and judgments we attach to the experiences, and it is our judgments that create the imbalances in our mental and emotional energy. Nugget number three, what have you been judging about yourself or others? You can say ouch or amen, because even when we don't necessarily use nasty language, there still oftentimes is a judgment that we're holding. This, my beloveds, is not something that you are always going to get the aha on right away. Sometimes it takes many preached words. Sometimes it takes reading many books. Sometimes it takes being called out. Sometimes it takes for you to answer the call. That is the quantum leap. If you want quantum success, nugget number four is you have to choose. You have to decide. You have to do something different. You have to interrupt. When you add the influences of the world that tell us that what we are feeling is wrong, the result is inner conflict. Conflict makes us beat up ourselves. And then like attracts like. In other words, whatever our state of mind, we start activating the law of attraction. We literally are money, my own natural energy yield. You all know that we've been getting ready for the money challenge, and I actually have an update for you as I prepare to leave you a little bit with a little bit more this day on this pivot. I want that word to stay in your spirit, because nugget number five is you must choose to pivot at very least. I should say that goes with nugget number four, cancel number five. Your actions are a reflection of who you are and what you believe to be true about yourself. So when you don't take action, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. When you're slow to take action, resistant to take action, when your actions are motivated about taking care of everybody else, when you're only responding in distress, when the actions that you take are just give me a little bit, give me a little portion, you're nibbling, the actions that you take are from your pain and not your passion, not your purpose, those actions are a reflection of what you believe about yourself. The challenge we all face is to understand that what we are feeling and to discharge or neutralize it. That is why we go to church a lot of times. That's why we come to a space like this, is we want to neutralize the weak, the distractions, the world, because the world events, if you have wear your heart on your sleeve, if you have not educated your mind to deprogram it from to know the difference between what is groupthink, what is being programmed in the group think tank called the news, what is being programmed in bad news and warnings and all of these things, because the new game of slavery is not shackles on our feet and on our arms, although the industrial prison complex is another form, but most of it is a mental game right now. Do not deny what you feel. Just keep in the back of your mind that it will pass. The moment you experience the burst of emotionally charged energy, suspend all judgment of yourself for feeling whatever it is. Ride it out. If you are angry, you must practice forgiveness. If you are confused, you must practice meditation. If you are disappointed, you must practice truth. If you are doubtful, you must practice patience. If you are enlightened yet fearful, you must practice trust. If you are guilty, you must practice. If you are lonely, you must practice service. If you feel unappreciated, you must practice non-judgment. This practice can be found on page 186, 187, and 188 of My Soul Just Opened Up by my mama, Reverend Dr. Yanla Van Zandt. And from that, I was also led to say this. What exactly does it mean to be reborn? To those of you who are here to be reborn, to those of you who really are ready now, what does it mean? This from the infinite, yes, is when I talk about being born again, I'm talking about spiritual evolution. You thought I was going to say some kind of phenomena. However, it's not a phenomena. This would relegate it to the realm of a particular event. Oh, my God. Too often you confuse your understanding of spiritual birth with analogies of human birth. In doing so, you make the spiritual birth an event that happens at a specific point or time. Yes, you may get revelation, glimpses of enlightenment, deep insights at particular moments that mark your journey forever. This is to be expected. However, the rebirthing does not necessarily coincide with the moments of high awareness and resolve. There's usually a period of time, and for most human beings, a considerable amount of time between the initial acceptance and the embodiment of a spiritual concept. I want you to be with that, because this applies to all of us, no matter where we are on the journey. No matter where, how long you have from the point of awakening to the point of implementation to another point, which is called embodiment. Between the initial acceptance or embodiment of a spiritual concept and one's ability to step out of it to fully incorporate into one's life and be born again with it in spirit. Don't confuse spiritual rebirth with your ego self getting what appears to be a second chance at life. When you are looking for another chance, a second chance, your search is laden with anxieties, criticisms, judgments, we just read that from Yama, expectations, worries, concerns, and the need to prove something to other people as well as yourself. Don't get that confused, y'all, with rebirth. When you are simply looking for a second chance to experience what you call winning, there's the money, the prosperity, the success, the wealth, the health in all areas of our life. We call that winning. You want to experience what you consider to be success. You want to be able to have something to turn to as your indication of your worth and your value other than the things you have already manifested in your life, because you have already manifested some things in your life. When you are merely trying to get a second chance, you are usually running from a deep inner pain or conflict. The hope is that if you are one day able to overcome a certain thing or do a certain something that perhaps will make you feel more fulfilled, there is an assumption that with this fulfillment, there will be a greater sense of self-worth and self-acceptance. However, when one is born of spirit, none of these things matters. Oh, my God, that's a praise point right there. When you are born of spirit, none of these things matters. When one is born of the Spirit, one is not trying to prove anything to anyone. When one is born of Spirit, one is truly being pulled by vision and no longer pushed by pain. I'm going to stop after this one. When one is born again of Spirit, there is a dedication and a consecration. There is a consciousness releasing of the old in order to step into to the new. This releasing is, however, done with the utmost humility. And that, my beloveds, is my segue from pain pushes until vision pulls. And because, of course, I just read to you about feelings, emotional intelligence, neutralization. I want to share with you very humbly and transparently that, I have been a minister and a teacher. Well, I not always known that I'm a teacher. I didn't always know that it was going to be in the form of ministry. I didn't always know that it would be in the profession of coaching, counseling, a degree in psychology. I thought that I was going to law school, but I was called to another law school, spiritual law school. Ooh, I love that. That might be the name of next year, what I'm about to share with you. I didn't know. I came into my ministerial call willing but reluctant. Yeah. I am a born-again, reluctant leader. My reluctance came from a lot of the pain points of my childhood journey and all of the things that came along with that, so I thought. But the truth is that my call and my anointing was so big on me that the reluctance came from past lives, probably even generational codes that I would eventually crack every time I said yes. That's why I brought the sacred yes into one day my soul just opened up. I had another soul opening this week, and Dana, if she's on the line, hopefully she can co-teach this piece, because together we entered into a success mastermind that required a sacrifice for both of us. A sacrifice in our money, our time, travel, in Dana's case. But we had a vision. We have a vision. She has her own vision. I have my own vision. And there's a vision for rebirth, and she happens to see the vision inside the vision, as do many of those who are on my team, whether they are active on the team or those who have had life experiences and handling that, or have answered other calls that are on the team. And I give thanks for that. That truly is each one of those women who said yes to this vision, each one of you who has said yes to your vision and allowed me to be your spiritual midwife at different phases of your life and of your yes, because the reason that you answered the call may not be the reason you continue to answer the call and say yes to the next thing. And we had the opportunity to sit with Stedman Graham, the man who is, of course, known for being connected to one of the most powerful women in the world, a black woman who's become a universal auntie. I have the honor to be able to say on my own resume, if we never go back again to record, I worked for the OWN Network, Oprah Winfrey Network. And look forward to doing it again, honestly, as we prepare to our next steps are being prepared, I should say. And more. There's other things. There are other greats. But just think about that. And he said so much. We had an opportunity to ask a question. We had an opportunity to get his feedback, to let him do a brain dump. But one of the things that he said was, he said to me in response to my question about how when I started this business, I didn't know what I didn't know. And let me preface that, not when I started the business, because when I started the business, I was still employed. I was still trying to figure out the how. The fucking how, I had to say it like that, I know it's Sunday morning, scared the bejesus out of me, like many of you. How am I going to do it? How can I knew what my call was. I knew what my purpose was, but how? Because now all of my mentors and coaches are saying, listen, this is what you're supposed to be doing. You need to leave that job. You need to say whatever. And I'm like, what? And I wanted to leave. I was complaining about it all the time. So they were saying, okay, leave. Well, leave then. That's what my big master coach told me. Others say, okay, do this, do that, and I did different things, and I did. But I, so the point of me starting the business, to the point of me launching, to the point of me actually going full time, didn't all happen in one swoop. It's been a process, and some of it I went in having to surrender. You all know when we did another challenge, another shift challenge. I shared the video of the day that I got released from my contract. Other people would say fire. Other people would say the contract, and both, all of it feels the same. And I did a video to my two best friends, and I remember that. And I talked about shift then. I talked about shift. When I talked about this shift, everything challenged. Lord knows I didn't know everything was going to shift. But when I look back now at this year, everything has been shifting. Everything has been shifting. From the end of last year into this year, and everything is shifting again as we get ready to go into another decade. And I am resolved. I have decided. I have chosen that my vision is clear, and it's getting clearer and clearer every day. That's an affirmation. But the vision is so big, so much bigger than me, that it sits in the way of me being able sometimes to see on the other side. Yours may be that way too. That's how big the vision is. The vision has been prophesied over me. The vision continues to be prophesied into me from people I don't even know. There are certain things even in my ordination charge that are still in the process of coming to pass that I've had to just surrender and be in and not try to control. The same, for the most part, I have attracted a high-level relationship that we have such an agreement that it is not a relationship of bondage, though it is a relationship of freedom in love. And if I ever should become a point of bondage or vice versa, that we would let each other go in love, knowing that our paths will always be forever connected. That's the level of our vows to each other. Beyond an institution, beyond a piece of paper. And that's not an easy, high-level type of relationship to be in at times, and yet it is also the most rewarding. Everything is shifting. I'm shifting things that I got judged for in my family or ignored, outright ignored, and sometimes disrespected. I remember one time when I first required that people take something so simple as people take off their shoes in my house, because I understood energy. I was starting to understand energy, and also alchemy, which is chemical, you know, when you walk on your floor with the shoes and what it does, what it attracts, all of that. I remember my sister being so resistant. I don't know if it was because I was the little sister, because she thought it was another religion and she wanted to hold on to her Christianity, so she had to practice. And now my niece, another generation, requires the same thing, and it's honored willingly. I can only imagine the lesson that sits in my sister's heart of how she fought me. And the forgiveness that is constantly required when people fight you, ignore you, or judge you, or indifferent when you can see and they can't. Oh, God, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I pray you'll tell me. I share all this to say that I know that I'm pregnant with I'm carrying something that's vision for me. And I know that, again, this baby is so big that sometimes I can't see my feet. In other words, I can't necessarily see, but I know my steps are ordered. Ooh. Whew. And I have been carrying something so big this year that there were times when I was so full, all I could do was be on bed rest. Come on now. I don't know who I'm talking to. Somebody got to understand me this morning. Don't leave me out here when I take you off mute this morning. Share this with your friends this morning. Call somebody and tell them about this morning, because it may not be you. It may be somebody else if you can't get it, but you know they're carrying something. And I had a shift. Dana and I went to the Success Summit, and she'll tell you that I was so full by the end of the day. And we checked in with each other, and I was like, man, I know that this is what I want to do, but I don't know. I just got to sit with it. Then the next, telling you, really is powerful when people say, look at the company that you are keeping, because the company that you are keeping will keep you right where you are. And don't look at what they have, because it's not about what they have. My husband does not have necessarily all of the things that multimillionaires have, but God, he has a multimillionaire character, a multimillionaire spirit, a multimillionaire vision, a multimillionaire determination. And sometimes, wives, the person that you're with is also a part of that company that you're keeping. If you have been used to chaos in your life, then you will be carrying their chaos. If you have become used to chaos because you've settled, you have a work conversation, you have a need to be needed, you keep on jumping in, being a rescue to somebody else that you don't even know how to rescue your own mindset. That might be where you are. But look at the company you keep, because I got called out, called higher, and called beyond, and I'm so grateful for it. So one of the things that she said, I told her that I was getting ready to do this money mindset mastery, this challenge, and she said, that's still too small. And I said, so what do you want me to do? Just give them. Based off of what you said, there's a lot more said. I'm giving you the cliff notes. I said, I should just give them all their money back then, because I can see how it's just not even a big enough gain. And she said, yep, just like that. Also, there's when you start to work, even when I work with Iyanla, at this point, she knows that I know. She knows doing a whole lot of words until it's time for you to deliver the thing that you're carrying. Because see, when the thing that you're carrying, you may have to push, but there's always a midwife assigned to you most times to help you to deliver it, to cut the umbilical cord, to lay the baby on your chest. There's a team. We don't get to the next level alone. Thank God, thank God, thank God. And so all the ways that I've done DIY, I'm calling forth those of you who sometimes, if you hear an offer and you don't know how you can participate, look at your gifts. Offer your gifts sometimes. Offer to be in service as a deposit. Offer something to show up, to be involved, rather than saying that you can't, because this is the way out of no way. So I say this to say, I'm not going to do the money mindset challenge the way that I initially had planned to do it. And for those of you who are already enrolled, just send me a DM, or I already know who's enrolled. I can do either a special recording or a call to tell you. You'll have two options. I can give you your money back, or you can do it in the new way that I've been guided, which is still going to be loaded and full of benefits for you on the journey. And if you are interested, I'm going to keep it at the price point. And if you're interested, you will be able to participate. And that was not easy for me. But it's a demonstration. It's the action that I read about, that I heard the guidance, because I cannot tell you how many times I have been guided from the moment that I have stepped out into the deep. And I have been sometimes like Peter. You know, I just taught about that on the ocean, on October 13th, on the ocean. That 13 has a significant number in this conversation. And I have been like Peter, where my master teacher said, get out the boat. Come in. Let me show you. Walk on this water. And I doubted, and I had to get back in the boat. I'm walking on this water today. I'm inviting you today to walk on the water with me. It's just that simple. Because shift happens and life happens, but sometimes you are in a season where you must, have to, will. It's required that you happen to your life. When life happens, you got to happen to your life. I'm taking everyone off mute right now. There's a demonstration, and you can put yourselves on mute if you have background noise. The system is taking you off, and you can use your own individual phones if you need to go back on mute, if you have TVs on, if you're driving, if you're walking outside, all of that is picked up. But happen to your life today, because when shifts happen, you can happen to the shift that you are desiring. And the Holy Spirit gave it to me really quickly. I shared it with some of you all in your inbox. You hear what I'm saying? do you feel what I'm saying to you this morning? If you are with me, if it's resonating in your spirit, this shift I heard, this is what I heard. I mean, just this morning, sacred havingness in favor of total success. This shift happened to your life like that. And so I'm taking everyone off mute this morning. I also have guidance about how for next year, how we're going to go into next year, which is not going to be like this. So shift everything has shifted everything, and everything must shift. That is what I'm clear about. I'm no longer in resistance to, and the biggest shift that has been required has been me. Me getting out of my way, getting out of my head, and surrendering. Surrendering with the full belly that can't look down and see my feet, but yet my steps are ordered. Somebody ought to tweet that. Somebody ought to write that. Somebody ought to capture that just for me. You can just inbox it to me if you don't want to post it and hashtag it Rebirth Sunday. But I don't know who I'm talking to. And if you are on the call for the very first time, you all are my co-host. And so, but more than that, you are the Elizabeth to my Mary, or I'm the Mary to your Elizabeth. And so if your belly is jumping from anything that you heard, if you're one of the quiet ones who sit and listen, I just want you to see into the atmosphere your yes, it's me. And if you choose to share more, what you heard, to recap, to digest, the line is now open for you this morning to open. The lines are open for you to open. So who am I talking to this morning?
Happy Sunday.
It's me.
Happy Sunday. You don't have to say your name, but if you want to just share what your heart is, it's up to you. You all.
Go ahead. I'll wait for you to finish. Go ahead. Hello?
Somebody's waiting on somebody.
Yeah. This is Sandy. I was waiting for the sister that was speaking first.
Go
both
ahead,
of us spoke at the same time.
I think you both said it at the same time.
Yes.
Well, she's giving the floor to you. Go ahead, love. Sandy's giving the floor to you.
Okay, this is unique. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Happy Sunday.
Good morning. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Last night I was like, I need to go to church. I was like, I just need to go to church. And LaTanya knows I've come out of church world, but overnight I was like, I was feeling so empty. I was like, I just need to go to church. And I got the notification on my phone that said, call in now. And so I called in, and I got church. I definitely received a word, was what I needed, a word. And so when LaTanya started off the call by saying, it's okay to feel what you're feeling. Nobody should tell you what you should not be feeling or what you should not be experiencing, that was for me. And so just a little piece of it. My significant other lost a child, his son, September the 12th, the day before my birthday. And everything has changed. Everything has changed. And I'm constantly being told that I'm not allowed to feel the way that I'm feeling because I didn't lose a child. But everything has changed. And so as LaTanya was ministering, talking about the shift, because everything has shifted, everything is continuously shifting, everything is different, I felt guilty for feeling some kind of way because I didn't lose a child. And so that was just for me and a lot of other stuff, but that was just the main part that I wanted to share.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for opening. I love that your name is unique. And so the fact that unique is opening the space of sharing this morning, because that word absolutely is what came up as I was honoring Pastor Willie Wilson, who I wrote a little message because I got a chance to talk to my spiritual father this morning before I got on this call. Something said, call him. And he answered the phone. And what I get to celebrate is that my Baba has always honored my unique call to ministry and offer in the world of ministry. And so I love that your confirmation this morning on another level. Thank you so much for sharing. Anyone else? Sandy, you want to go on and jump in?
Happy Sunday, sisters. I'm just bubbling over with everything that you spoke about. When you spoke about your family not accepting things that you were already aware of, like taking their shoes off when they come in your home because you already been spiritually enlightened about that. That was me. You were walking down my street. And I have fought with my family so many times about things. And a lot of them stopped coming to my home, but that was fine with me because I had my own spiritual thing going on. Hey, and now a lot of them are doing everything that I already tried to bring to the family. Like when I stopped eating pork and different meats and stuff, and I wouldn't allow them to bring it to my home. They was like, oh, you can't even go over her house. Aunt Sandy just don't like this. She don't like that. But now they all respect me, because they've been aware and open to a lot of things that I have tried to introduce into the family. So I'm just bubbling over with a lot of things that you said and about you being, to me, you are my spiritual birth mother. You have birthed me so many things in my life, and you continue to birth certain things in my life, and I continue to follow you. And I'm saying yes to what you just talked about earlier about the next phase. I'm ready.
Ashe, thank you so much.
I'm just thankful. Thank you.
Good morning, sister. Good morning.
Happy Sunday. Hope you can hear me clearly. It was several things that resonated with me, but definitely the open portal. And I just want to thank you,
Chandrika.
Yes.
Oh, and y'all, just, this is our sister is here, and I wanted to just save to the end for her today, and she is on the call. I did not know she would be on the call. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to honor that you've chosen this space to share your spirit with. When her grandmother just ascended, and she so she just did the right for her grandmother. So I just want to honor the fact that you are here, and I'm glad because we get to pray for you while you are present. But go ahead, my love.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say that when you spoke this morning about the open portal, and knowing through that portal, we transcend. And so now at the end of this call, sometimes when we would finish, a lot of times we would call the names of those on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And just that knowledge of knowing that during this period, it just held me during this time that, you know what? You're always and still will be with me. We've learned this. We were taught this, but it didn't become a reality until I met this community.
That
we can find strength through on this side and on the other side. And so that open portal spoke to me this morning. Also, this new decade that we're up on, the connections that are made purposely and those that are made by design, being pregnant and carrying visions and dreams and holding on to those things that have not manifested yet, but allowing the shift, and as you said, to allow the company and watch the company that you keep in the communities that you hold on to, and allowing mothering and allowing new things to come. And not to resist it, because a lot of times we resist the things for to get us to where we're supposed to be. And so just being here this morning, being in this space, just spoke volumes on several things. There's some things that I didn't get to write down, but you were bringing the word, and I was ministering in song. I mean, things came to me, and I was like, oh, my God, this is so good this morning. But I didn't write the song down, but I was singing along with you.
Hold on, one second.
You wasn't singing. You was giving the word, but the word came through the ministry of song as well. So I just wanted to leave that in this space this morning and just say I just want to bless all those here for your prayer.
Right.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing and letting me feel your spirit. The sister who has the brother with the handsome voice in the background, unless he wants to get on the Sunday call, go on and put your phone on mute. But he sounds rather handsome, though. All right. You know how a brother can just sound handsome. You know what I'm saying? His voice is so powerful that he just sound handsome. I'm telling you, I never been so turned on by I never been so turned on by my own words until I heard a man reading a chapter from the juicy from my juicy rebirth, honey. Y'all, if y'all hadn't heard that yet, y'all gotta go scroll in through the group and hear Robert Wesley Branch reading chapter 3 of My Juicy Rebirth. Y'all got to hear that.
Heard that. Yes, I heard that. Yummy, yum. It's so nice to hear a man reading, you know, some enlightening words that came from a woman.
Oh, good Lord.
That's sexy.
I know. And for those juicy butterflies, I'm gonna interview that man. He's gonna be one of our special guests in the process. Yeah, he's amazing. He's one of my mentors, actually. What was that? You dream of him?
I said I dream more of him. You know, like his spirit, that energy. I'm like, yep, that's in my man.
More brother butterflies. Okay, I'm gonna tell him that. I'm gonna make sure I tell him that.
Yeah. I'm like, I've been walking around checking brothers that I'm attracted to, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's it. I want that ingredient in my man.
Yeah,
ooh,
right.
Yes, that's exciting.
Exactly.
I want that ingredient in my man.
Yes. Ashe. That's how you do it.
Well,
that's how you do it. You start. That's how. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And if you know who you are, then you know that when the Word was with God, when God said be and it is, that's how you manifest into the well-made man. Ha! Come on now. Anyway, that was a juicy tip for anybody looking to be juicy and create juicy. Now back to Just Happens.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, go ahead, love.
All right, this is Karen.
Hey!
I decided to because I'm all
Scorpio.
Hey,
happy birthday.
Listen. Oh my God. I waited because I always run my mouth. I said, I'm listening to this talk. And I'm glad I did, because even from this last little tidbit about the men and how someone said they were just looking for the ingredients in the man and everything, even that, I'm glad I waited to talk. Because this morning, actually, and I take notes this morning, I do feel a shift. I remember feeling a shift last year before I ran into the biggest decision I ever had to make. I felt a shift. I didn't know where they came from. You know, I've heard shift before in the church. I've heard that a little bit. But then I just felt it. And that's when I awakened last year. And to hear you say the difference of an awakening, too, that was interesting. But I, right now, it's hard for me to make decisions because I'm pulled in so many directions. You know, even in this new spiritual realm, awakening group or community, there was someone else. I think you helped too. It helped, you know, seeing you, your advice and things on Facebook and stuff. But the group that I did, even with this group, is maybe going too fast, or it's just not what I need right now. Rebirth is what I need right now. And because they're friends, I don't want to offend them, but I'm no longer in a place where I'm going to let somebody tell me what I need or what I need to do or anything like that. I have to go with what resonates with me, because I have a lot going on, and this is what's helping me. I have trouble with a 20-year-old son trying to launch. I don't have much trouble with my daughter. I have a 15-year-old daughter who is watching, who mimics everything. But my mom died. She cried bad because she was away from me when I had to tell her on the phone. She cried bad. But when she got here and she saw how mama was acting, she changed up. And I noticed that she's watching everything. And so I have to be mindful of that. And I know the things that I feel are coming, or things that I know that I want that are manifesting like a man. When I left my husband, I said I wanted to, I'm not going to ball up in a ball with the Bible and 3 self-help books this time. Not going to do that. I'm going to live. I'm going to get out here. I'm going to meet people, and I'm going to see what I like. And like you said, I'm looking for the ingredients. And I did put a prayer out there for what I want, and someone has showed up that there is a new love, and I'm afraid of it. And I don't want my past to affect my future. I'm having a, you know, I'm listening. I'm being more careful, which I think is good. But the lady who last talked, she said something about allowing things, allowing it. That is where I am right now, learning or retraining myself how to allow. Just because my past was bad now, and not that I don't think I could ever find another mate, but, you know, that is, and someone to show up with pretty much almost everything that you said you wanted, the thing that you could think of that you asked God for. You know, dealing with judging whether or not it's too soon after divorce or whatever. So I just decided to take it slow. But it just seems like things are going so fast. I'm approaching this coming year. I'm approaching possibly having to move because I have a new landlord who can do whatever they want to do. And so instead of being afraid, I said I'm being afraid that they're going to do something to me that's going to be unfair. I just want to prepare for it because I don't want to get pushed into, like you said, sometimes pain pushes us into things. I don't want that. You see what you said. You said that some of us only act when they have had the last straw. I've been that person. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that person anymore. I want to be able to, I don't have the kind of company that has me questioning myself and the decisions that I make. So they may be weird and crazy, too soon, too late, whatever they call it, whatever the law of this land has taught us and programmed us to believe. I don't want to be caught up in that. And I am thankful to God for this community, for this group, because this is what I need. And so, I don't know how I'm listening, but just work, everyday work, just so busy, just keeps me cluttered with thought. You know, and that is one of the biggest things I hate about myself, of being indecisive, you know, sometimes about things, and always concerned about, well, let me ask this person what they think, or, you know, I don't want to do that.
Remember, and emotional neutralization is when you are feeling confused, meditate. And so I may be able to help you with some meditations. I'll send you something. So I honor you for acknowledging where you are and not justifying it or making excuses for it, but just having the courage to say it. And plus, you also just are entering into a new chapter. This is also a powerful month. You probably need to come and get a reading with me and let me read your chart, because Scorpio, are there any Scorpios on the line this morning? I want to tell y'all something real quick. I know we're over time, but it don't take us long to pray. Any Scorpios on the phone? Just say your name.
Lakeisha.
Okay. Any children of Scorpios or wives of Scorpios? Mothers of Scorpio.
Mother of a Scorpio.
Okay.
My mother was a Scorpio.
I'm a child. Y'all need child and a mother.
Mother of a Scorpio, yes.
You need to consider getting, well, your children are grown, Sandy, but you should consider getting a reading even for your spouse, to understand your spouse. The Scorpio energy is the most misunderstood energy on the planet because it represents death, rebirth, sexuality, create anything, love, sex, and money. Okay? And so.
Oh, my God.
It also has Scorpio energy. This season that we're in, that comes every year, is one of the most potent portals, not seasons, portals, that we could ever be in to begin to program ourselves into the Gregorian calendar. But not just this, it's also to program cycles of our life. And usually whatever you do around this time of the year, you start to see the fruits of it almost immediately, but definitely the manifestation by spring. It's no accident that, you know, we do these specific challenges at this time. But this one in particular, oftentimes Scorpio energy represents endings first and then new beginnings. And that's what a lot of people are afraid of, because it also represents the dark, the shadow. Because when you go into deep waters, there's a point where the sun no longer is shining and you cannot see anything. That's how deep Scorpio waters are. And so the people who are born in that energy spend a lot of their lives not understanding why they feel so intensely. They spend a lot of time, and so I would have to look at a person's chart, though. in my experience, most people who are Scorpio sun sign oftentimes have Scorpio several other places in their chart, and that matters. The placement, the positioning, and it matters to your money. It matters to your sex. It matters to a lot of other things. Everybody has Scorpio somewhere placed in your chart. But if I haven't done a reading with you, you wouldn't even know what I'm talking about for me to be able to give you some guidance. So I say that, Karen, to say if you're looking for clarity, coming into your new birth, your birthday, we all have about 40 days from the point of our birthday to create a whole new energy. So you got a double energy that's working and calling you forward into a new season of your life. So in the words of T.D. Jakes, get ready. I know I am.
Latanya.
Get excited. Go ahead. Somebody say my name. That means shut up. I got something to say. Go ahead.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No, Felicia.
Hi, love.
Is Karen. Hi, how are you?
I'm here.
Is Karen the one that just spoke?
Yes.
Okay, so Karen, you opened up something in me that I didn't realize about myself when you said that the pain, I can't even word it like you. You mentioned about how our pain gets us moving.
No, yeah, the pain, she was quoting from my quote earlier, if you got on the call late. Pain pushes.
Yeah, I did.
Until vision pulls. Pain pushes. Until vision pulls.
That right there is where I'm at right now. And everything that's been going on in my life, and I can't explain it, that right there. I move when pain. I've always been like that, and that's very bad. And I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure out what is it. I couldn't explain it. I couldn't feel it. But that's where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly, I'm stuck. Right there.
Anything
so
you put
you
after I am, you are.
It.
So can you reframe that? Can you rephrase that? I can't leave you in the stuck place.
Okay.
So if you declare I am stuck, then you will be stuck. So what is your desire?
To move past it.
I want to move past it. Okay, so you came on the call, so I want you to listen to the beginning. And I talked about being ready to be reborn. So could I support you in saying that I'm ready to move?
Yes, I am ready to move.
See the difference?
Yes. Mm.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. You are what? You're God. And if you don't know, then you got to get into the energy of learning how you are God and how God shows up in you and what God is calling to you next. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you, guys.
Go ahead. Come on now. Yep. Sounds like some folks ready to be reborn in here.
Yes, God. But you know, I'm paying attention. Like stuff seems like I manifest sometimes some things quickly with my mouth. I mean, this is a simple thing. Last night I was on the phone talking to my love, but an old piece of somebody who I was just playing with. I thought about them earlier that day. I'd be doggone if he didn't call me in the middle of the night. It's little things like that. So I know I'm in the right place. I'm paying attention spiritually to stuff even more. So I'm sensitive to it. So. And I'm mindful of things that I say because sometimes they manifest quickly, and I'm shocked. And so even this new love coming quickly, I'm like, this is too soon, ain't it? This ain't right, and we'll just pay attention, still pay attention.
I have to stop you, love, just in
real.
Case there's somebody else that wants to share, and we're way over, and I want to give someone else an opportunity to share. Anything else you can share inside of Rebirth Woman? Anybody else?
Okay.
Grand Rising, Mrs. Dana.
You heard the name. I was talking about you.
Yes, I did.
Oh, this is Dana. Okay, good.
Grand Rising, everyone. And I just want to really quickly say our theme for 2019 has been shift everything. Shift everything. Shift everything. Not something.
Come on now.
Not one thing. Not a few things. Everything. Mm. And when you hold that vision and you speak those words and you're coming in here every Sunday, we're in our third quarter now, y'all. We're in the final stretch. So when you come in, and we've been holding this vision for three quarters. We've been speaking these words for three quarters. And what we have to realize is we are now in that vortex of things shifting. Everything in my life is shifting. I don't care if it's your relationship, if it's your job, if it's your boo thing, if it's your finances, if it's, you know, your household, if it's your children, everything is shifting. And we're in a new vortex right now. And so realize that when things are shift, you can't stand still. You can't stand still because either one or two things going to happen. You're going to lose your balance and fall, or you're going to get stuck. Because you got to move. We got to move. When LaTanya approached me about attending this mastermind this week, at first I was like, oh, no. Then I was like, you know what? No, I'm shifting everything. I can't keep saying, I don't know. I'm worried about the finances. I'm not sure if I had. I can't keep saying that. I have to shift everything. And I said, yes, let's do it. Yes, I see the vision for rebirth. Let's do it. And now we are in a position that we've been challenged to shift even more. Yeah, 3 months left. Are you still shifting? Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Oh, wow.
So be ready. Be ready. Know that your shift is your blessing. It's not a curse. It's your blessing. You get scared? Help me to shift my fear into courage.
Yep.
When you start to worry, help me to shift my worry into peace of mind.
Yeah.
When you begin to feel uneasy, help me to feel good and at peace about everything that I'm doing and every way that I move.
Yes.
You got to share. And so I would encourage everyone to just dive a little deeper. Even go back and listen to this message again. I know I am, because the word was good today.
Yes.
It was real good, because it sat down in me to say, get up and move. You got to shift. It's the last quarter. You don't have a job right now, but you have potential income sources.
We already rich.
Okay.
Yes, already rich. So when
already
you shift, you have to know that you've requested, you've called forth the energy that moves. And so you can't be stagnant. You got to move with it and be ready and be confident about it. Know that even when things feel like it's weird or feel like it's going to go awry or feel a little chaotic, the shift is there for you. It's there for you. And so that's all I wanted to say this morning. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you, and I encourage you all to have a wonderful week this week.
And I declare and I decree in the present, even as a prayer, even as a manifestation, this woman, Dana Beasley, I see her being a six-figure earner just in Rebirth International alone. Whatever I do, this woman will be a part of my vision for me to be able to pay her well and to compensate her for just the way that she has shown up and been an answer to my prayers. And I just wanted to, I look forward to that, because we have decreed and declared ourselves playing a much bigger game, even when it demands that I have to shift what I have put out there in the universe. I have to release my attachment to it. And that was the message. So I can make room for the embodiment. Oh my God. Think about this. I'm gonna close with this word and go right into prayer. Think about the word attachment. See, you can be getting sperm, yeah, getting laid all you want to. But when that sperm swims, it can kiss the egg, but if the egg does not attach, you have spontaneous abortion. The womb won't even carry it. There's another phase of pregnancy and birth, the whole birth and rebirth process that's called attachment. That's why we have a cycle. A cycle is evidence every month of some type of release, although some say that we don't have to physically have a cycle when we're really healthy. When the womb is really healthy, we don't have to have a cycle, and we don't have to have the kind of cycle in hemorrhaging that we have, that literally we can have just a drop to let us know that something did not attach that month, okay? That we don't have to have menopause. That menopause is something that is also man-made. That you can have children as long as you say that you're ready for birth. So even that has become a mental construct of menopause and menstruation and all of our menstrual woes. So think about the thing that is attaching to the womb of your mind, the womb of the universe. You've been receiving, you've been having sex and intercourse with something, but have you been having sex with your doubt? Have you been having intercourse with your worry? Have you been having intercourse with your confusion? It's time to get up, wipe yourself off, and declare and decree yourself ready to be impregnated with the bigger game, a bigger vision.
Sure.
So I declare and I decree that this money mindset challenge has to shift. You will not, it won't be playing small on my end, but you will get the value on your end if you are ready. All you have to do is inbox me or let me know in the comments. The link is already out there, but the way that it's going to be delivered, you are going to have to show up and do the work. I cannot go into the next season doing the work for you. And so I thank you all for listening and staying this extended time. We never stayed on the call this long, but it feels like a worthy time as we enter into this new portal. So can you all just place your hands on the womb, since the womb has been speaking in here this morning? If you didn't get a chance to speak, you can just put it in the comments in Rebirth Woman. Just place your hands on your womb and take a breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. This womb that you are touching is symbolic of the universal womb, the earth, the universe, the galaxies, where there are other earths, other suns, and other moons. We only know of one constellation, but the galaxy has many constellations, and your womb represents that. You were born in the body of a woman, and you got people out here having surgeries trying to be one. But you chose in through this vessel, already assigned. You don't need a reassignment. Some people are getting reassignments, and you are already assigned. What a gift. And you came from a womb, and that womb came from a womb, and that womb came from another womb, and that womb came from a womb. And so when you are calling forth your bigger vision, you are shifting seven generations before you and seven generations in front of you, and you don't have to know how. All you got to do is say yes. And so today we call forth our grandmothers, the ones that are on the other side. Chandrika, speak the name of your grandmother so that we can lift her. Everybody say her name, please. Chandrika, speak her name.
Annette. Cool.
Annette. Say the last name.
Cool. Like, don't be cool. Yeah.
Yes. Annette Cool. So speak her name. Everyone just
Annette
say Annette Cool.
Annette Cool.
Cool.
As we lift her up on her journey as she ascends. Now speak the names of your grandmother. Same time. Go ahead. Just speak the names. Sarah Bolden. Josie B. Taylor. Priscilla Noble. Priscilla Nash. Ashe. 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 Ashe.
Ashe. Evil shop
Continue to speak their names if there are any that come to you.
Francis Crawford.
Ashe. Mother, Father, God, Holy Spirit, all that is, we acknowledge that there is a universal power seeking an outlet through us. The instrument of this power is our minds. We believe that today the power is right where we are, in our wounds, in our ancestral connections, and for those ties that bind, those that are being broken. We give thanks this morning for those ancestral connections, for the elevations, for the activations, for new codes being installed in us, around us, and through us. We give thanks and praise for the new codes of abundance, the new codes of shift, the new codes of movement and clarity. And Mother, Father, God, divine source, eternal source of every good thing, we know you as our source and supply. We know you as the giver of all good. Thank you in advance, God, Mother, Father, Holy Spirit, universal presence, for your grace and mercy as we acknowledge you for all that you are, and that we stand in the gap for those in our lives, that we speak the name of those that we are standing in the gap for, and we stand in the gap for those children, for those partners, for those family members who are also the beloved of God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that when it's time for us, we know the difference, but when it's time for us to be the intercessor and when it's time for us to be the observer, we give you permission to have your way, Holy Spirit, in our financial affairs. We declare you as our senior partner in our financial affairs. We look to and lean on the divine prospering spirit in us and through us as the guidance that we need for the next most appropriate step. We know that we are led and that we see and do what is right so that we can be supplied with the money for every good need. That the same God in us, as us, and through us that gave us the vision will give us the provision. I pray for all of my sisters that vision will now pull them forward, not pain. That while pain has pushed, that we say yes and acknowledge the pain and declare ourselves ready to birth the vision. We now declare that right contacts are established, right influences are set in motion. Right activities are started so that our abundance becomes manifested elegantly and under grace. We declare that there is a divine plan and of right action for all of our affairs. We know that the universe responds to our believing word and right results and reward that belong to us, that anything that has been outstanding that is owed to us, that we will be repaid, and sometimes double, triple from the sources, from other sources, not necessarily the sources that are in debt with us. And help us to forgive our debtors, and so that our debts will also be forgiven. We are guided to see the right people say and do the right things, give the right types of service, that money will meet us at our every good need and requirement elegantly and effortlessly under grace, that we will live well, wholesome, faithfully, and efficiently, and that we will give generously, that we know that abundant funds for what we are doing are ours right now, that we declare ourselves ready for the abundance to attach to us, to chase us down and greet us with a kiss like grace and mercy. We give thanks that we have filled this time under the number 9, and we are grateful for this abundant supply as this call is ending. I thank you that it is done. We let it be so, and so it is. I love you all. There's nothing you can do about it. Make sure that you listen to this call and that you share this call, and I'll see you on the other side. Let me know if you need the link to enroll. Ciao, and have a wonderful Sunday, an abundant and prosperous quarter. Ciao, everyone. Have a great day.
Ashe.